All right. My understanding is that Ilam finished or is finishing Kufayin Hay. A number of years ago, we had a Din Torah in a Val Bametzra that touched on a good half a dozen Heterim Yisoidus of this Siman, Geshmak of Din Torah. There was a lot there. I'm going to try to bring out, say, over the story, maybe cut out some pieces, but Beir could give the story with a lot of the halachas and yisoidus. It's very geshmak. There was a maisa that Reuven owned a house next to a guy. He was on the, let's say, the south side of the guy. And that house wasn't suitable for him. He needed a larger house. He was looking to buy a house in the neighborhood. He came up with this plan that the guy on the other side, on the north side of the guy's house, there was a very wide side yard, and he will subdivide the guy's house and take the lot on the other side to be his lot to build a house on. Now the problem was that the guy had a porch extending to that side, so he had this eitzah that he'll break or knock down the porch of the guy, and like this he could offer the guy to subdivide his lot and take it. Now the guy was desperate for money because the guy had to pay a mortgage. He was behind on his mortgage payments. So he knew that if the guy was desperate, so he would be masking to such a deal, whatever. He worked out such a deal. At the end, they would ask him, yes, he'll take 80 feet of the northern side of the guy's house, plus redo the guy's kitchen. I guess because of the construction, knocking down that porch, I don't know why, but somehow they interfered with the kitchen. He'll redo the guy's kitchen. And he got a great deal. It was very cheap. He bought it for like mamish, I don't remember half price, but certainly highly discounted price, and that was the plan. Part of the deal was he's also going to have to get the necessary variances to do this and the subdivisions. But kids, so the guy said, if you take care of it, it's yours, but you know, this is the price. I need this for my mortgage, and you could have it. Then came along the metron on the north side of this side yard and said, Kamani, I could do the exact same thing. And they came to a Din Torah. I'm a Ben Metzra, and I would like this part as well. I'll also knock down this house, subdivide, I'll annex it onto my lot. I'll have a wider backyard, a wider side yard. And like this, I could also do the same thing. I'm willing also to get the variances and also to improve or renovate a person's kitchen. And Mamela, I want a Taina Ben Metzra. He was also Maisif that he was already trying to buy 60 feet of the guy's yard, that side, that northern side. He was already trying to buy 60 feet of it. They were like sort of, I don't know, negotiations, but he already attempted to buy it. It was like, you know, sort of hanging that idea. He didn't come up with this chav that'll knock down the porch and he'll be able to get 80 feet. But he was already willing to handle with the guy to get 60 feet from his side yard. That was the mice, and the shaila was, can the bametzer take the deal away from the first Bametzer, from the first Lokeach, or whatever.
First
also. Oh, he was a Bametzer, but he was a Bametzer on the southern side of the house. And the Chami, so in Hukas Bametzer Pashis, he doesn't have halach of a Bametzer. He'll take his house, sell it. It was an old, small house. He had a Baruch Shem, a nice family. It was growing. He'll sell the house that he's in now and buy this lot and build himself a new house. And the guy's going to say that, yeah.
He'll just have the 80
feet.
That's his whole lot.
80 feet is a lot.
His whole lot.
A whole lot. I mean, how wide is your lot? I don't know. 80 feet is pretty wide.
Not to annex it to his.
Correct.
The other guy that's on the northern side, he also is planning on selling his house.
No, the northern side was annexing it onto his property to have a wider property. That was the Din Torah. So, in Hilchos Ben Metzra, the first guy is not a Ben Metzra, because even though he's neighbors to this guy, but he's the wrong side. He's on the... Yeah, which way? He was on the southern side, and he needed to be on the northern side. So he doesn't have a lakah b'metzah. So here you have a lakeach kilo, a lakeach bomi b'chutz, versus a b'metzah. Now, Shalu was, can the b'metzah assume the lakeach's position here, step into his shoes, and now handle with the guy and do the exact same thing this lakeach was willing to do? Okay. So now, it was a geshmak din Torah. By the way, many din Torah aren't Geshmak. Many of the Torah are just, you know, psychology or stamshtus and wasting time. But this Torah had a lot of halachic variables that were negeya la'alacha. It was very Geshmak at the Torah. So let's start with one heta. One heta l'chari, the first heta l'chari is Zoyl. L'chari, he got it for a highly discounted price, a great deal. Where would he ever get a lot for just renovating a kitchen and dealing with the zoning boards and whatever, all that? And the person was a younger man in yeshiva. It wasn't like he could afford. It was a great deal. So l'chayra, you were not tying out zol, but could you do every? We all know that in Tziv Zayin, the Mechaber says that even by zol, there's a din of bametzra. Ventzach, that if the seller wouldn't have done this to anyone else and only to this guy, so then you have to reimburse this lekek the full price. I mean, if the kakar's worth 200 and the deal was for 100, so you'll have to buy the guy out for 200. But there's still going to be a bar metzra. By Maton, there's no bar metzra because he can't get it somewhere else. And L'chari Zol, he also can't go somewhere else. So the Taisus Rosh already said, it's a light plug. Once it's a mecher is a mecher, and now there's a halacha bar metzra kicks in. So Mael, even though it's oil, big deal. That's not a reason to mitigate the tain of bar metzra. Still, there's a din of bar metzra. Sorry? But now I have that same cup. So you have that cop, and I have that same cop. So I'm willing to do the exact same thing you're willing to do. So why don't you give it to me? Right now, I'm willing to assume your position and take over. So now, in our case, God, it was even worse. Because in our case, the seller was desperate for money, and the Mechaber says that when do I have to overpay the first guy, so to speak, give him 200, even though his deal is 100, is if it was specifically miyuchad for this buyer. But if the seller was desperate for money, like the Mechaber, and he would do it for any buyer, then I could step in even for 100 and take over the zoil, take over the mile of the discount. And here clearly the seller was desperate, and Mamela Lechairo, the second guy, could come in, Alzbametzer, and assume the first guy's position even on the discounted price, and he doesn't have to reimburse or be mative to that first guy at all. Lechairo, that's what it should come out. All right. So the Lechairo is another heter here. Another heter here is that the seller was desperate. Halacha is in Sif Mem Gimel by Manasseh HaMelech, that if he has to pay taxes to the king and he's desperate to raise capital, seller, so the seller's there. He can't wait till you figure out the bametz and handle and go. He has to sell this property right away. And since he has to sell this property right away, Chazal didn't institute bametz. So to hear the seller is desperate to pay his mortgage. If he doesn't, his house could be foreclosed on. So it's like Manasseh HaMelech. Memeila, L'chayro, Chazal never enacted bametz b'chai gavno. The problem with that is, his first problem is that the Ramah brings down a machloikis, that's when it was, he already bought it. But if he's coming, bo liknes b'yachad, right now it's a machloikis, if they suspended the halachas of Bametzra or not. Hayoiz, the guy is right here now, ready to do whatever the lokayik is ready to do. So then, yes, we care about the seller, but the seller's covered, because the Bametzra is willing to do the exact same thing. So yes, here the seller's desperate for his mortgage, but the Bametz is willing to close the deal just as quickly as the first lekeach. So lechayro, like that Ramah, when bo liknos biyachad lechayro, it's a machlekes if you can have a din of bametz. And then there's a kiduah that if when bo liknos biyachad, there's a machlekes apayiskim. The Ramah says, where's the mem gimel mem hey? A little later mem hey that lechachila yeshlim kalametzrin. So this machlekes alone might not pull it off to allow the lekeach to stay. Another nekuda why this is far from pashit is because the seller was a guy. Right, so now, a takana, what's the reason why we suspend by metzvah for takana for a meichrim? But where a guy is the seller, we don't issue takanas, we don't enact takanas for a guy. L'moshel, the Gemara in Tzadivov, and Bava Kama says that we don't make takanas for goyim. Takanta lakum neku v'navayt. Be'etzim, this should have been a bar mitzvah. The only reason why they suspended it is a takana for the seller. If the seller is a guy, we never did it. Didn't bar mitzvah. So over here, who cares? The seller is desperate. We don't have to reckon with the seller because the seller is a guy. L'chayra. So the Divri Malkiel, L'chayla Kalim, and Simit Tzadiches, the new Malkiel has a blitz chiddish, and he touches it up like this. He says that Avada will never make a takana special for a guy. Because for a guy, we're never going to do. However, if me'ikar adin, we start at a certain place, whatever the strict halachas midaraisa. And came along Kazal and made a takana, and then suspended that takana, litzairach Yisrael, that suspension carries on, leplug, that suspension carries on, even for a goy. And Mamela zakta devir malkiel, that by bametzra, we will care about the takonis of the seller, even if they're goyim. Why? Because mika adin, there is no bametzra. So mika adin, the lakeah could anyway buy the field. Novas, Chazal came along and made a takonah bametzra. But Chazal never made that takonah bametzra lechatchila b'makom that is a takonah for meichrim. So if they never made that takonah, cross the board, they never made that takonah. They never made the takonah, saif the yid is a seller, and saif the guy is a seller. They never enacted, and if there was mikadin, it should be like that. Now you want to make a takonah for a guy, that you can't do. But in mikadin, the lekech has a right to come. It's now they made a takonah b'metzra, Zakhtar Malkiel, if they never made it when there's a tzayrich, a te'elis, for the seller, they never made it even if the seller is a guy, across the board. They didn't pick and choose and say, oh, if the guy is a seller, then we will make it. They didn't make it b'chlal, because hayois, normally it's a te'elis for the seller, b'chai gavna, and the seller is a yid. They didn't make it even if the seller is a guy. As Zazak to Dimna Malkiel. A blitz chiddush of the Dimna Malkiel, melo to Dimna Malkiel, it would come out that over here, there is such a svara, means you could and invoke the din of Manasseh Melech. There is a takana for the Melech, other than the fact that, like we said before, that they came together and it's lechatchila. The problem with the Divrei Malkiel is that if we extend the Divrei Malkiel's lamdis, and we have to extend it to Anim Ampe B'Charara as well, the halacha is that you need pisuk dama for Anim Ampe B'Charara. The Maram, the Mordechai brings it from the Maram Rattenberg, the Rambam Paschal's like that, is the reason why is because without Pisak Damim, then the seller is going to lose out. If I go over to sell and offer him $10 for his property, no one else could put in an offer because I came first. That's ridiculous. The seller is going to lose out on bids. So therefore, to protect the seller's interest, they said that there's no Nimah B'Bukhara until this Pisak Damim, until the seller is satisfied with the deal. And the Mordechai is Mavur, the Maram says Lahedi, it's talking about a case even if the seller is a guy. And the Chayyah, the Kashi is, what's going on? We don't make takonis for Goyim, so who cares that the seller is a Goy? Who cares that the seller is losing out? Why are we protecting the interests of a Goy? Elamai, you see the same lumdis of the Divrei Malkiel. The Betz Mikadin Midaraisa, there's no such concept Anim Ampe B'Charara. It's only Midirabonim, Midirei Kabbalah, perhaps like the Yishami. But there is no din of Anim Ampe B'Charara Midaraisa. And anyone is allowed to come in. Chazal made a takana on Mabba Kharara. When did Chazal make the takana? They only made takana when there's Pisak Damim, because without Pisak Damim, it's going to stare the interest of the seller. Hey, Yois, Chazal never made a takana when it stares the interest of the seller, so across the board, they never made a takana, even if the seller is a guy. So, Mamel, like the Divrei Malkiel, it's very muvan, that svara, that halacha in Reish Lamazayim, with the same type of alumnus over here. That there's like a loy plug when they enacted that takana, they didn't differentiate between a yid and a goy. And if they didn't make it for the yid, they didn't make it for a goy as well. So what's the problem? So very geschmacks. Now we have another. The problem is that the goyin says from Fakert. The goyin Reish Lamazayin is his problem. Often not, when Ramor brings down the din of Pisak Damim, even by a goy, the goyin jumps and said, what do you mean? It's very big kids to the goyin, but the goyin is mavur, that the problem is, what do you mean? We don't make takonis for a seller. And therefore the goyin has a novel pshat in the Mordechai, that really the reason why you need Pisak Damim is for a different reason. The reason why you need a Pisak Damim is because without Pisak Damim, you're not even a Mahapech at all. And all the Maram was doing is proving that that's true, because in Lav Kain, how are we going to protect the seller's interest? Not that that's the reason why you need Pisak Damim, because if that would be the reason, Zak the Goyin, then by a Goy wouldn't be applicable, because we don't care about the interest of the guy. So Mamela, you could have Anim Ampe B'Charara even without Pisak Damim by a guy Shasela. The guy in Mamish has a whole new Havana in this Mordechai. Clearly you see that the guy didn't hold of the Divrei Malkiel's Lamdis. And Mamela, the guy that should come out, that over here too, that if the seller is a guy, we don't care about the seller, and Mamela, there will be a din of Bametzah, because we don't care about the Takonis HaMechem. So it should come out, a machlek is the Divrei Malkiel with the Goyim. Baruch Shem, afterwards I found the Erech Shai over here, towards the end of the Siman, and I believe Sif Nun Zayin, brings down this Goyim, makes this Diyek Baruch Hashem, and it doesn't go to Divrei Malkiel, but he Sparis from that goy that you see that if the seller would be a goy, we don't care about Manasseh HaMelech, and there would be a din of Bar Metzra. Sorry? Like the different, yeah. So the Erech Shai himself continues and brings the Afkas Roichel, the Chubas Afkas Roichel, that's like the different Malkiel. And then he says, but the Zechol Avram goes like himself. So now you have a Malkleikis, Afkas Roichel, with the different Malkiel against the Goyin and the Erech Shai and Zechol Avram. Truth be told, there's also a Munchas Pitim that goes like the different Malkiel and Reish Lama Zayin. So you have, really, it's a three-way Malkleikis, three against three. It's a Divri Malkiel, Minchas Pitim, and Afkas Reichel, Afkas Reichel comes first, the Beis Esif, against the Goyin, Erech Shai, and Zechol Avram. So this is also not Poshet that this is going to be a Heta. So now, when you have a Machloikis, what to do, and you're starting off, so Lechayra, the Bametza should win, Lechayra. Okay, that should come out. All right, Lemaise is, there is a riot to the Goyin, I know the Doilum Nun Hazagas Gvon. Right, there's a shtuk or a riot to the Goyin. Is that over there the halacha is that a Bar Masa Achrit is now going to come into town to compete. That's Hasagas Gvul. But when he comes into town, if he's discounted, if he has a sale, he's running a sale, and it's a Tevis HaLukuchas Shabir, then there's a right to come in. Even though he's staring a Yiddish seller in town. The Rambam says, that's only if the Lukuchas are Yidden. But if it's a Goyish Shtot, and the first seller is a Yid who's in town, the second seller has no right to come into town, even if it's discounted, because we don't care about the takonis alokukas if they're goyim. And Mamela, they didn't suspend the laws of Asagas Gvul. Now, Lechayis is a mamish trade against the Divrei Malkiel, because Mikadin, again, with their eyes, is no such concept of Asagas Gvul, it's only the Rabbonim. So when Chazal made the takon of Asagas Gvul, and they didn't make it when you're coming in, when you're selling cheaper because of takonas alakukos, so it should be across the board, they didn't make it for takonas alakukos, even if they're goyim. And you see the Ramad did differentiate that if it was a goyish alakukos, they did make a takon. It means they cut and pasted that for Yidinat and for goyim will make a takon that is Asagas Gvul, even if there's a telus for goyish alakukos. So Lachari here too, by Bar Metzra, they will make a takonis Bar Metzra if the seller is a goy, even though he has a telus like Manasseh Melech or whatever it is. Lachari to Raya like the goy. You can get out of it. It's maybe in Hasagas Gvul type of Torah, it's not for now. But all right. So it comes out, this heta is not such a partial heta either, because like I said, it's A, it's Malkloikis, and B, altogether when you're coming to Lechatchila, the whole Manasseh Melech, the Ramos has 2 days. All right. There's another heta, a third heta. And that was that there's a concept in Sif Ches. If I sell you something on credit, I trust this guy's credit better than I trust the Metzen's credit. And even though the Metzen's swearing up and down, he'll also pay me in a year. That's very nice, but I don't believe him. And I believe that the first guy has more, whatever it is, more wealth, more security. I have more trust in him that he's going to carry through with the deal. And my mele does not bar metzra b'chai gavna. Sorry? So here, the seller katayna, I trust the lekeach. I trust the first guy that he's going to get this job done, get the proper variances, get the subdivision done. The second guy, the bar metzra might be a batlan. He's going to batch up in the township. Also remember Rabbi Isai, he also, part of the deal is he has to renovate the kitchen. I think the first guy will do a better job than the second guy, he'll renovate the kitchen better. Memela, as the svara of Noyachli, that lechayer should be a way out to be able to suspend the dinam of Bar Metzra. Sorry? Oh. So the problem is that when we contacted the seller, the seller says he doesn't care. He's happy with this Metzen also. He believes Metzen can do just as good a job as this Lekek, and Meili doesn't care. And the Ramos says, Lahedi over there, that if the seller doesn't care, it's not a Taina. Not because you have to know Ulteya, because if it's a Svara Vaita of Letelis of the seller, that it's Noyach Loi, so it goes back to the previous Shmuz, that do we have that Svara by a Goyisha seller? All right. Fine. Here comes another Heta. Another Heta is in Siflam and Ches. Is that the seller was a goy. And the halacha is by Moicha Akam, Akitaina, I got rid of the goy out of your metza. Here you have a neighbor with a guy. I bounced the guy out of here. Right? So he katayno, I bounced the guy out of here. So therefore I have a right to come here. Now, just to take this apart a bit, it's a shtick of a chiddush, but to take it apart is lemaisa. The Bametzah said, lemaisa is you didn't bounce him out of here. He's still here. Just you
made him less.
You minimized him, but he's still here. So you didn't really bounce him out of here. So how could you come with the taina of that you Ari Avrikalok, you bounced him out? Sorry? Do you have a right to that? Do you have a right to that? Okay. So I have a right to that. From Sif Lamites, the halacha is, the Rama has a case that Hakoyne Betzara Hakoyim, there's a guy, and then there's a Jason field next to the guy that's for sale. Yeshem and Dena Metim Shir Betzara Shena Yachalus Luke, and Yeshem and Dena Lismachas, that's Machoikis. Now the case was, there's a guy, then Reuven's property, then Shimon's property, and Reuven sold his property to somebody. And now, the next one, Shimon wants a taino b'metzra, I want to take over Reuven's property. And the Ramah says that there's no din of b'metzra, at least the first sheet, there's no din of b'metzra. Why? Because Hayoi's Reuven's property was right next to a goy. We could assume that the goy would have purchased it. And Hayoi's, the goy would have purchased it, so the boy who's coming could say, I did you a good time and I got rid of the goy. So the kosher can in our case. It means over there the case was that the guy has property one, property two went for sale, and property three belongs to a yid, and the third owner, the property three owner, cannot tie in a bametzra on property two. Why? Because whoever came in is doing a matoya ari avrichalok that got the guy from not buying this middle property. Now the guy is still here on property one. Guy didn't move. There it is. In that lumdis, we are assuming that the guy would have bought it, so now the guy would have two properties, and came along the boy and bounced the guy out of half of it, you know, property number two, and he could say, nah, yarichalach. So now even the other sheet who argues doesn't argue because that argues because who said the guy would have bought it, like the guy says another svaris. But batim, the lumdis is there, that as long as I minimize the guy, especially like you said, that I'm taking him away from the entire meitzar of my property, by me coming in and buying between you and the guy and buying off his side yard, I'm now a buffer zone between you and the guy. So Ari Arichalok, I minimized the guy's property and I became a buffer between you and him. So Lachaya I shall have a heta of Ari Arichalok. Sorry? Oh, we're gonna get to it. Oh, we're gonna first I wanna take this apart, yeah?
No, the guy's still there, right? There was
in which case? In the Ramah? In my case? Lamites was the goy is in property one. He would have possibly bought property two. And now the shaila is, could there be been b'metzra on property two? Hey, Yois, the goy could have or would have or probably would have bought property two. So whoever came in and chapped the mois and saved the property three owner from having a goy there, did a gavalda kataiv of Ari Arikulok. He got rid of the potential goy from extending his property through property two. Not much anger, fakir. It's a raya to here. So here to here too. Right. And here too the goy still is. It's still in property one. The goy is still in property one. Property two. It's almost like our case. You have the guy in property one. The guy would have bought property two. If he would have bought, he would have been the neighbor. Right? And so therefore the Lekeach bought... Correct. That's Ariyari. Very good. And over here too. Why not? Same thing. Over here the guy extended... No, but I'm taking him away. I'm taking him out of that 80 feet. That lot becomes now property number two. Now we're going to subdivide, right? So it's three properties. It's the goy, property one, his side yard, which is property two, and the Yiddish house, the metzron, which is property three. So the property three guy wants to find a b'metzra. The lekeach says, what do you mean b'metzra? I saved you. I got rid of the goy out of property two. I got rid of out of his side yard. He's no longer there. So okay, it should be a good tzushtel till over there. All right. The problem is like this, that in Lakewood, Kiyadua, and when a house goes up for sale in the Yiddish Gagan, only Yidden buy it. Goyim cannot never buy a house in the Yiddish Gagans, in the Yiddish places in Lakewood. If the Svara of Arya Avrichi's Loch is, let's say the true Mesadashin says, that there is a, well, let's go the other way. Let's say that the Taisa Rosh and the Muki Yosef says that the reason why is the Svara Arya Avrichi Loch is because if you wouldn't have chapped the guy, if you wouldn't have chapped the guy to buy it, the guy would have sold it to another guy, and you did me a favor by getting rid of the potential goyish buyer. In Lakewood, doesn't pass that whole svara. In Lakewood, there is no potential goyish buyer. It doesn't exist. Goyim don't buy houses in Lakewood. One second. If the svara of Arya Avrichi's Loch is that the goy is here, but the reason why I'm getting rid of the goy is not the goyish seller. What I'm doing is I'm getting rid of the potential goyish buyer. That's why I need to chap ois and be the buyer instead of the other guy who would have bought it. Over here, you don't have the tzvara in Lakewood because the person who would have bought it wouldn't have been a guy, it would have been a yid. So lechay, you wouldn't have this tzvara. The true mesadeshin in Shulam Mechaz says otherwise. True mesadeshin says, maybe like you're saying, is that the chash is the guy will change his mind and decide not to sell and remain there. So like the true mesadeshin tzvara, yeah, you can have that tzvara maybe here too, the guy would have changed his mind. But if the svara is like the Taisir Rosh and Book of Yosef, that the kshash is that a buyer, a potential goyish buyer would have come, that lechur you don't have in Lakewood. Now, there's a chuvis ma... What's the light plug? I don't know. If you have, I don't know. If someone says that, let me know. All right. There's a chuvis ma'asas bin Yamin in Chsimuchav Zayin who says that if the matron was already dealing with the guy to buy his property, he's already being mahapik, even though he's known piece of dumb, but whatever, he's being mahapik, he's already dealing with the guy, then we're not choshish that he's going to change his mind. And memela, you don't have the svara of Ari Avrichi Loch anymore. And he was already being mahapik in it. And Bar Metzron was already being mahapik with the self. She's saying even kosher again. I'm saying, so the Metzron was already handling with the seller. And when you're already handling with the seller, the Masas Bin Yamin says that you don't have the svara of Ari Avrichi Loch. What's the svara is that he might change his mind. You see, he's not changing his mind. I'm already handling with him. I'm already in negotiations with him. I'm not kosher that he's going to change his mind.
He didn't have a way to make it happen, though.
He had him right back here, buy 60 feet. He didn't need 80 feet. He was happy with 60 feet and annexed it to his property.
Oh, he was holding my doing it?
Yeah. He was already dealing with the guy. No, they were, negotiating. It was like hanging the negotiation. Came along this boy and came up with a chap to buy 80 feet and knock off the porch.
The only case is Mashur. The guy was desperate to have to sell.
He is also desperate to have to sell. He has to raise money for a mortgage. He's also done. He has no AT here. Now, the Knesset HaGedayla laid suit to this Masas Bin Yamin in Agoy Satur Sivkot 9. He says that it also has to be that it's Karav Levadai, that the seller wouldn't have sold it to a guy and only to a yid. Means he's worried about now both shoshes. He's worried about the guy changing his mind, the Trumas Adash and Shash, that we're not worried because the Bametzin was already negotiating. He's worried that he might end up selling it to a guy and not to a yid, that we don't have a problem because it was in a gegen that only yidim would buy it. Memela together, over here is the same thing. He was already handling, and it's in the yiddish gegen. Memela, l'chayr over here, you don't have the maila of Ari Avrichi Loch. L'chayr.
On the 20th, it's not true.
Okay, we're going to get to it. Fine. Now, the problem is that the Chuvus Ranach in Kuch Chaf Hei says that that whole svar is only negeya if the Bametzin already has a piece of damim with the seller. So then, if he has a piece of damim, he's not going to change his mind. But if he doesn't have a piece of damim, then we have a kshash. He might sell it to others, he might change his mind, whatever the kshash might be. And that's not a mile, that's not a way to absolve the toiva that he's doing to be Ari Avrichi Loch. Bekitzos over here, he didn't have a piece of dumb. Bametzin didn't have a piece of dumb yet. So Memela, the fact that he was already negotiating with the seller is not enough. So Memela Lechay should still be a taino of Ari Avrichi Loch. And it's not just a Shut Ranach, it's also Nesivis Mishpat on Rabbein Yeruchim says the same thing. Now the Ranach is slightly different to Lechay, because Ranach also says Lahedya, that once you have Pizek Dhamam, we don't care that there's a kshash he might sell it to Goyim. He didn't need that extra Hisaf of the Knesset HaGdela that we're only in the Yiddish neighborhood. it's yitachin that it's really two separate halachas. That if you already have a piece of gdamim, then we don't care that it's a negoy shene, but he might sell it to a goy because I already have a piece of gdamim with him. It's not matav; he's going to back out of the deal. But if it's in a Yiddish neighbor, then I don't have a shash he's going to sell to a guy. Then it could be enough as long as I'm a hapichit. I'm already negotiating with it. Even if I don't have a piece of gum, that will be enough. Because mitzad, who could buy it? Only Yidden will buy it. Mitzad, him backing out, I'm already negotiating with him. It's not mistab, but he's going to back out. Sorry? Why? Good. How do you know you're talking about we could sell to a guy? Sorry? I know, but how do you know that there were Goyisha buyers for that? I know, what is the Knesset that says? Did he say it's talking about Dafka when it was Yiddish buyers? I thought so. Okay, look it up. Fine. Okay, so that should be a handarai over here. So now, so it comes out that Mahapik should have been enough. The fact that the Goy, the fact that the Metzron was already handling with the Goyisha seller, that should be enough that the guy coming in is not doing him a taiva. Okay, fine. So before we even go with that, I have another shaila. Over here, I want to know like this. The case of all these achrayim are talking about where I'm already being mahapik to be mesalik the goy out of the property. So if I'll be successful and I'll buy out the goy is going to move to Honolulu. Kavaldik, good riddance. But over here, what's my taina? You didn't do me a toiva by getting rid of the goy to be my neighbor, because I could have done the same. What would I have done? I would have bought the side lot myself, and then what? And had my neighbor a goy. So I didn't. I couldn't have done it myself. Sort of thing. What would have I done to get rid of this goy? Had I exercised these type of swears, being mahapik and gone through with the deal, then the goy would be fine to my neighbor. So you did me a gavaldik a toiva by getting rid of the goy from being my neighbor.
To build a house
and you don't have Bamesa Bachar. Remember, Bamesa is because you want to have Ravchis, you want to have a larger yard, extend your house. You're going to put someone else in there, you don't have the sort of.
On the Ramoya, that same problem.
That what?
The Ramoya also talking about the property next door. You want to buy it for yourself and you're going to be a neighbor to him.
Right.
So,
1 second. There was a chilek. Why that's not a get Ramoya? 1 second.
The
Shaila over here in Lamentes wasn't that my tiny is that I could have bought the lot myself. That wasn't the tiny here. That I'm not buying. Someone else came from without to buy. A third party buying. And I want to be mesalikim. Why? Stam a regular din bamets. I want to be mesalikim. So back is, what do you mean? I did you a toiv. I got rid of the guy. That's fine. Because I thought I got rid of the guy. Had a different guy bought this thing, you would have had a guy as your neighbor. Or had the first guy extended his property, you would have had a guy as a neighbor. And Itaka got rid of the guy. So your guy is not your neighbor. But in our case, his whole time to say that you're not doing me a toiv is because I could have done it myself, extended my property. If I would have done it myself, that's how you're not getting rid of... Right? That's my time. I could have done it myself, and Mamele, you're not doing me a toiv because I could have gotten rid of the guy myself. No, if I would have done it myself, I would have zikha had the guy as my neighbor. No, over here I'm not trying to do it myself. Over here it's like this. I'm the third property. I'm not buying it myself. Someone else is coming from without to buy it. A third party coming in.
And I want to buy it instead.
And I want to have a bar mitzvah. And his time is Ari Avrichalok. Hitaka did Ari Avrichalok.
And the guy is saying, no, I want to buy that property and become a neighbor with the guy.
Right. And that's the taina Ari Avrichalok. And the first sheet of Hitaka. That is Taka. No, over here, the only reason why it really he is doing the Megavalda Kotarim, and really it is Ari Avrikan. Okay, I got rid of the guy. So Teretz is, what's the Bameta Taning Faket? That, no, I don't need your Toiva. I could do it myself.
And
what? But the problem is, if I do it myself, I didn't do it. If I do it myself, then I'm still fighting a neighbor with the guy. No, here I'm not trying to buy it myself to come there. I'm not tying over here.
He's tying Metzrin and he wants to buy it.
Avadi's tying Metzrin, he wants to buy it. That's fine. But what's his tying over here? Why is he trying to negate the third party? Why is he trying to say that the third party is not doing him a taiva?
Because he's
That's not tesfaris because I could do it myself. The reason why
I'm a metrin, because I want to buy it.
Stam. So I'm a metrin. So he's trying to exercise his rights as a metrin. Yeah. And the other person's
but
saying, no, Arya
Avichilach. That kind of Arya Avichilach is not negaya for me because you see me myself, even though it's for a different reason. But Lamaisa, I want to buy this field and I don't mind being a neighbor with this guy.
Every time, every. One second. Everybody. You're saying something else. That's something else, but that's not what we're talking about. No, the vote is that I could do. The tzvara normally is I could do it myself. That's the tzvara of these achronim. I could do it myself. I could have gotten rid of the guy myself. I didn't need you to come in here and step on me to get rid of the guy. I was already handling with the guy to get rid of him. I didn't need you. Over here, if he would have done it himself, he would have had a guy as a neighbor. So he does need him. No, thus you could tell that Chotch benegayet his first property. He was ayarichilach. He got rid of the guy from being neighboring, bordering his first property. He shkoyek the guy is neighboring his extension, but he got rid of the guy from neighboring his first property, and the mainly he was ayarichilach himself from his first property, and therefore he didn't need you. Okay, I hear that. I'm just throwing out that might not be so budget.
Could be a guy with small piece of property is more tame. By
a
versus an owner.
Okay, now also, like you mentioned also, is that the buyer came up with about 10. The buyer is knocking out a porch and taking another 20 feet. So he's being an Ari Avichilach on an extra 20 feet. The metron would have only done it for 60. And the buyer came up with his amtah to do it for 80. So he was Ari Avichilach on another 20 feet.
It doesn't make a difference. Once he's away from his meitzah.
Once he's what?
Once he's away from his meitzah.
No, I'm saying, if there's a mila to minimize the guy and keep on pushing the guy back, like it says in Lamed Tes, you keep on pushing him further away, even though the guy is still there. So to here, I push the guy away another 20 feet. So it's Avichilach, another 20 feet.
You'll be there. You're going to be there.
Okay, you're not a guy. Very good. You're a guy.
You're helping the maitzer by
pushing the guy another 20 feet away.
By Lamedes, you're making him not come here.
Oh, which is, but what's the Lamedes? The Lamedes is as if he would have been here, and Mamela, I'm pushing him away back into his own property and not on the property too. That's the Lamedes. So here too, I'm pushing away.
But here's just one shayla, being on the Mesa, not being on the Mesa. We don't find anywhere over there that the shayla, not being on, when we have two locations, let's say 1, 2, 3, 4, and the shayla between 1 and 2, and you're on 4, which is a mile of 1/2.
Okay, fine, okay. Now,
there's two properties adjacent to your property.
Which we have 1, 2, and 3?
Yeah, one big property in the goy. Okay. It's either like this, or two properties like this, and a buy off this property. The time I have to the goy still here. Someone in.
You're here?
This is your property.
This whole thing is my property.
Let's say either like an L.
Yeah, good. And you buy one part of the goy. So Lechayim also have the Maila Vary Avichilach. I got rid of him. Lechayim minimized him. Okay, but in our case, he took him off the entire border of his property. So Lechayim, that should look at work. The Maya says, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Kivego over here comes from a whole different angle. The Rabbi Kivego over here says that when you're coming to buy together, if the deal wasn't consummated yet, the kinyan wasn't called, there's no closing yet, Rikivega holds, and this may be what you were saying before, Rikivega holds that this should be just like the case of Manas HaMelech, that even though there's a mila for a seller, but if the metron is willing to match whatever the buyer is willing to do, and he's coming, bolit nice, maybe in that case it will still be a din about metron. So to hear, even though you're doing a gvalda katay, let's say, Ari Avichilach, but I don't need a toivis. I'll do it myself. I'm here. I'm willing to do it myself. I'm moichel on the toivis. I'm such a nice guy. I'm moichel on the chesed you're doing for me. I'll do it myself. The Rav Kivega says that the boil liknois biyachad, then it should be totally on that machloikas over there. Now, just to point out, Rabbi, this is not the din of Binyam Zev Niranach. Binyam Zev Niranach is where he already had the deal, and you want to know, could he assume him as his din of Bametra after the Kenyan, and he says as far as if there was a piece of domim, how about he was Mahafik, if he was only Yiddish boys, that's their din. This din is not that. This din is Stamazah. I could tell you, I don't need your Toiva. And just to prove that, is that Kivega in Simon Reishlam Azayim Vanur Mabukara quotes the Ranach. Over here, he doesn't quote this Jewish Ranach. It means he's not coming from Ranach. He's coming from a whole different angle. The angle is Tam. I'm Meichel Tavis. I don't need you. Mamela, since I'm here and you didn't close yet, I'm timing. I don't need you. Let's say you are Ari Avrikalak, but I don't want you here. I could do it myself, so get out. So, that should be a Chedmin. And to be Meisif, is the Cheshun Ve'efait, says that in our case, it's even better than the case of Sif Mem Gaon. Sif Mem Gaon is a Machlekes Ramah, brings down two days, if when they're coming B'yachad, if then we're worried about the Manasseh Melech or not. Zokta Cheshem Vepa, that's only because there it was a takana for the seller. And we want to know, do we suspend the laws of Bametzra B'chai Gamna? Or Hayois, the merchant's willing to match, so Memele Kilu, the seller's protected, so we won't suspend the laws of Bametzra. Bametzra is applicable. But our case is not L'Te'elis Hamoika, it's a L'Te'elis Hametzra himself. The only reason why we suspended the laws of Bametzra is because you're doing the Metzra Natoiva. If the Metzra says, I'm here and I don't need your Toiva, Zakta Kashmir, Lakula Yaumo, if I'm ready to buy myself, Lakula Yaumo, then I can tell you, go fly a kite and don't step on me. I don't need your Toivas and you don't have a Heta to come in here. And this.
You do need his Toivas because if you're going to buy it, you'll be his neighbor. You're only going to be protected from him if the other guy buys it.
No, but I'm willing, first I'm buying the 80 feet just like he is.
No, but you're going to be stuck with a Goshen Eved if you buy it.
So that was the svara we said before. So we said on that svara before, could be, at least, that I saved my first property. I pushed the guy away 80 feet from my first property, just like you're pushing the guy 80 feet from my property. Granted, I'm happy to be buying a second property, but copy my first property, which is my Din Bar Metzri here, copy that, I'm pushing away the guy just as much as you're pushing
out
the guy.
Only by magic because you're spreading out.
Yeah, it's like, if I grad in order to do this deal, I'll have to buy another property somewhere else who happens to be next to a guy that doesn't negate the fact that Lamai says, I don't need you, I'm pushing away the guy just as much as you're pushing away. You could hear that sort of, like, I'm doing life what you're doing. All right, Rabbi Zay, let me give another heta. One more heta. Another heta is, so far there's really no good reason, solid reason, why this Lakeach could come in here. Okay. Here comes another, and this reason is a pretty good reason. Let's see how it works. The Lekeach is desperate to buy a house. He wants to buy a house. The Metzrin wants to extend his yard. The Alok and Sifka Vav says, if you have a choice, if one wants it for a chotza, or one wants it for a bayis, yishuv adif, and whoever wants it for a house is better than the one who wants it for a chotza. So Lekeach kindness, yishuv adif. I want it because Yishuv is out. If I'm building a house on it. This guy doesn't plan on building a house. This guy plans on having a beautiful wide yard to play football on it. That's very nice. But Yishuv is out if I'm there, for my house is better. Now, you could... You tell me. Sif Chavod. The place can say it's even by Chot. You'll see in a second. But, fine. The Maisa, the reason why this is not Poshit is because when you're talking about an independent sado, an independent chotza, which has no yishuv value to it, no benefit to the yishuv amedina, so avada bayis is odif from a chotza and a sado. But this chotza is not a freestanding chotza. This chotza is to improve the quality of life of my house. I now can sit on my back porch and not mind. I could sunbathe. I might have such rafkas that it improves the quality of life of my yishuv, of my house. It's helping my house. Hayois is helping my house. Maybe it should be considered like bias versus bias. Avad, I'm doing it a chotza, but I'm not stamba freestanding chotza. It's a chotza to improve my bias. So it improves my yishuv. So you want to improve your yishuv, and I want to improve my yishuv. Look, I'm a bametz, I should win. What do you say to that, Sarah? All right. So there's a Chuvis Ramosh in Chayshim Mishpah Chelik Beis Simuchav Aleph. Ramosh has a case where the Bametzron wants to make a very large Sada. He already has a large Sada, but he wants to make it even larger. And Ramosh take Dvarv says, this Halakha Kino Lebayis is Adif. So you see, Ramosh didn't even entertain it. He held, at least in his case, when the guy already has an oversized Chatzah, then Yishuv Bayis is Adif. It was a chotzen. It was a chotzen. He had a backyard. He had a large backyard, and he wanted to make it even larger. And the other guy wanted it for a lot to build a house. And Rav Moshe says, "Bayis is on the." So yeah, bayis is on the. The third party coming and wants to build a house. The Metzen wants to extend his already oversized backyard, and Rav Moshe says, "Bayis is on the. Yishuv is on the." Because he held, now at least in his case, there was already an oversized backyard. I don't know if he held a regular backyard, but he held that extra extension to make it more berachas doesn't, I guess, enough improve the quality of life of the guy's house to make it into also considered a yishuv. I don't know, maybe he would have held it even if it would be a small backyard. His case was talking about where it was a large backyard. Then Teich Dvarav, he says another thing, which I'm not sure what he means. It's like, puts it together, you look it up. He says also that the kinda doesn't have a dira, so it's yishuv adif. That's not this halacha, it's a different halacha. Kinda doesn't have a dira, sif mem tes. That if he doesn't have a dira, and this guy already has a dira, has a whole different din, and he can't find any other dira. I'm not sure exactly what Ramosha meant by doing that, which is an ends of machlokes in Ramah. All right, fine. The prach, perach matei aron, chelek aleph, siman nun gimel, his case was that the Beis HaKnesses want to enlarge their courtyard, and they were by Metzra, and the other guy came in to buy a property next door to build on. So it's bayis versus a chotzer, but it was a chotzer of a Beis HaKnesses. Now there could be a proper courtyard for the chotzer. And he says, vaita, bayis is adif. It's bayis versus chotzer. So the chayr also would be a raya that extending a backyard or extending a courtyard has a din of a yard and not of a bayis. And mamela, bayis is adif from a chotzer. And mamela, in our case, very geschmack, in our case, it was a bayis versus a chotzer. God happens to be, his chotzer was an oversized chotzer. If I'm not mistaken, it was a 200 foot depth, the yard. And he really didn't keep it in good condition to begin with. We did a field trip. So apparently, I'm not sure how much he really enjoyed his backyard, but whatever it was, so L'chaya, then even you'll even have certainly Rav Moshe, the L'chaya lava had to hear, bayis is odd, if bayis is better than a chata. L'chaya, that should be an easy hetta. But here comes Rabbi Yisrael, and I'm going to be messiahing with this. There's a problem. And the problem is that in the same sif, it says that when you have a choice between bayis and chata, or bayis and sada, bayis is odd. If you have a choice of bayis and trees, trees are adif, or at least just as good. Makleik is either just as good advice, or even better because it lasts longer than houses last. So now, the Metzvah wasn't planning on planting trees, but there were numerous trees on the side yard. In order for the Lakek to build a house, it's a no-brainer, he has to remove those trees. And the Metzvah was willing to keep those trees. So in other words, the Metzvah is willing to use this sod for Ilonis, for trees, and the Lekeach wants to use this for a bias. So now it's not bias versus Chata, it's bias versus Ilonis. And this type of Svara we find in the Perach Matei Aron, he says that if there was a house there and the other guy wants to remove the house, but the Metzon's willing to keep the house there, he has a din of Yishuv as well, the Metzon, because he's willing to keep a house there, whereas the buyer is trying to uproot a house. So to hear the Metzon's willing to keep the trees there, so it should be Ilonis, and the Lekeach wants to uproot those trees and plant that bias, the line. But now it's bias versus Ilonis, and Ilonis is just as good as a bias. Lekeach, you shouldn't have this heta. Okay, so there's an Aruch HaShulchan, good. There's an Aruch HaShulchan over here in Sif Nun Hei, who says that this heter, this mila of trees, is only fruit trees. Fruit trees is yishuv. What's the sort of yishuv? Not that it's going to stand there. It's that it's going to produce and benefit humanity. It's going to have fruit. And mila is only by fruit trees. So if there weren't fruit trees over here, then you won't have this heter. Where's the Aruch HaShulchan coming from? He doesn't tell you, but L'chayr, where he's coming from, is the Gemara in Tamin, Chavtes on the base. The Gemara says over there that when they used for Atzei Marocha, they had to use Eitzim for the Marocha. Hakol Eitzim is Ksheim L'Marocha, Chutz from those that make prayers. You're allowed to use any barren trees for Marocha, but you can't use fruit trees for Marocha. And the reason is, like the Gemara, because Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So it seems in the Gemara that fruit trees are Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, and barren trees are not Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Lachar, that's where the Aruch HaShulchan is coming from. The problem is, it's really not a raya. Because Lesman the Pollock, I could hear that fruit trees are better than barren trees. And if you could have Atzei Marocha without using Eitzim, Avada Shkoyach, I would have banned all trees for Marocha. Don't use Eitzim for Atzei Marocha. But Atzei Marocha needs Eitzim, that's Atzei Marocha. So we need to allow some trees. So the Gemara says, if we're allowing trees, allow barren trees, and don't kill uproot fruit trees, because fruit trees are more Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. But Benagei, to our case, Mechatez, the only fruit trees have a Yishuv. Maybe even barren trees also has the mile of a Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. It's also, it gives shade. I know it gives wood, because then you're cutting it down, but it gives shade. There's a mile, it improves the air. There are miles to have trees. It's beautiful. Whatever the yishuv is of a tree, look how you should have even by barren trees. And if you're going to take the Aruch HaShulchan, if you hold like the Aruch HaShulchan, I would say a chiddush, that bizmanenu, this whole halach is not negeya. Because bizmanenu, it's never negeya, even by fruit trees, that the owners eat the fruit of their fruit trees on their thing. They use their berries, they fall, or whatever it is. They don't really have trees or fruit trees that they actually use. So if you hold of the Aruch HaShulchan, that's only when you benefit humanity with fruit, then it should come out that Bismanina's whole din of Ilan is never negeya, because we never, even our fruit trees aren't fruit trees, and even our fruit trees don't produce fruit.
I have two times. Off that, I would have said to Yishver Yisrael not to have the Bechlau because it ruins the soil and smells of grass. But number two, would say that it is a tzarek for some mice, where we can find a fruit tree to make a bracha. It's a tzarek mitzvah, God and should be more important than Yishuv.
Okay. Now, I personally have a raya not like the Aruch HaShulchan. I think it's a mafusha, Rashma, Babbasra, not like the Aruch HaShulchan. The Rashma, Chafeh Mebeis, the Gemara Paskins, the Halachas are Grabyasi, that you could be in a teh b'tek shalai. You could plant right next to the border of your friend. Zechayfa b'tek shalai, it's in a teh b'tek shalai. It's not a problem. The Gemara Paskins like Rabbi Yisi, Frek the Rashma, there's a halacha that Yeshua was hisna. One of the Tanaim of Eretz Yisrael is the Yeshua was hisna, that you're allowed to plant trees near someone else's property, and maybe bikur mimenu, we're not worried about the unique is coming from the other property and it's not shalai. You're allowed to do it. Why did the Yeshua make these Tanaim when they entered Eretz Yisrael? Mishum Yeshua Eretz Yisrael. Frek the Rashba. Why do you need a new halacha to pass on the Rabbi Yisrael that you're allowed to plant? You already have the din of Tanaim of Yeshua, Mishum Yeshua Eretz Yisrael, that you're allowed to plant trees right next to the border and bring bikurim from those fruit. Zeh Frek the Rashba. He munches on this kasha. L'chor, if the Aruch HaShulchan is right, the kasha doesn't start. Doesn't make any sense. What's the kasha? Yeshua Mishum Yeshua Eretz Yisrael is only by fruit trees. And the Gemara is talking about all trees. I'm allowed to plant my tree right next to the border, even if it's not fruit trees. And the majority of trees, let's say, it's not even fruit trees. But certainly, a nice calica trees are not fruit trees. I can plant right next to the border, not worried about that. My roots are going to destroy your buyers and your field. And I'm not worried about that. I'm allowed to plant next to it. So therefore, I need a special halacha, a Gemara, to say, halacha is krab yaisi. Halacha, you see in the Rashba, that the Tanaim of Yeshua, Mishum Yeshua Beretz Yisrael, the allowed to plant trees, is Mishum Yeshua Beretz Yisrael, is even by barren trees, even by Ilan Esrak. You're allowed to plant trees. It's Mishum Yeshua Eretz Yisrael. My mother, Frek the Rashba, very good. If you're ready to know the Tanai Yeshua, the Kon of Yeshua, Mishum Yeshua Eretz Yisrael, why do you need a new halacha of Rabbi Yisi? The Zenotei B'tek Shalai. You see from the Rashba Lehedya, L'chari, not like the Aruch HaShulchan, that this halacha Mishum Yeshua is even when it's not fruit trees. My mother, going back to our case, Hayoyis, the neighbor, was the metron, was willing to keep the trees there, and even if they're not fruit trees, he's willing to keep the trees. Easier. So he also has a din yishuv. He also has the ilanis versus the enin's bias. It's a yishuv against the yishuv. So the metz and lechayy should win.
I have an answer to that question.
I would say that the Aruch is more yishuv. Now fruit trees is also yishuv as well. We see the only concept that we see that trees should have a halachic ramification only came up by fruit trees.
Where do you see that?
By the Maroch.
No, but I'm saying Maroch, you see, not like that. Maroch is a Zaitika thing. It's not a right from Maroch. No, you see, not like that. It's a Zaitika thing. Maroch is only because we need to have some wood.
Okay,
so Avadah is a mile and fruit trees over
there.
Which should they? Because Avadah is a mile. But when it comes to Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, clearly Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is by all trees, like by Yeshua. So how do you know this halacha is doimah to the din of Marocha? Maybe it should be doimah to the Takanas Yeshua, that is by all trees.
Okay, so it could be that Madrega that you see the Marocha did with the Marocha
right,
over
fine.
Here. And
we wanted to tie in a Chiddush. And we wanted to tie in a Chiddush that over here, the trees aren't a Milo. We wanted to tie in that when it says that you're going to plant trees and you're doing it for Natiya, for Ilanis, it's also Mishum Yeshuv. We want to tina that's only if it's a normal way of planting trees. It's a stay ilon, or it's a stay netiyas, like the mission in Shvius in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis says, by stay ilon, you have to have 3 trees every saw. By stay netiyas, you have to have 10 trees every saw. That's the way to plant a stay ilon, a way to plant a saw the netiyas. That's the proper way of maximizing and utilizing the space for trees, and that's Gvaldika Yishiv. But if a guy just has haphazardly trees throughout the property, and not that many of them, let's say the guy to build would have had to knock down 5 trees. And because there's another 5 trees on the property, make a taste that should be considered yishuv. I mean, hagabatulka. What happens if the guy says, you know, the metzen says, every time when he wants it l'ravchis for a chotzer, and the guy wants a bias, and he's buying 20 acre lot, I'm saying, I'll plant a tree. I'll plant one tree. We never find that. That's ridiculous. One tree is going to give him a right to buy 20 acres, and where we draw the line? It's a bit a stretch to say that that's Mishum Yishuv, that you're doing a gevaldik ha'teva for humanity, that you're planting that one tree. It's not mestavra like that. So we want to say that it's talking about when you plant trees, when the field is used for trees in a normal oifen. This is not the fields being used for trees. Mameila would come out that bias is odif from his chotza, because his ilonis really don't count. And of course you have the Arkashu as a sniff. But even if you argue the Arkashu, the Kai should have this svara that he wasn't doing his tei ilonis.
The whole thing applies today.
Why not?
I don't know.
I know, you tell me. If you tell me someone says it's not, I'll tell you fine. I'm saying, tell me who says not.
Beforehand, you told him that he has to bring
a raya. No, when you're trying to say that Allah is not negay, so the chayr alecha lavi raya that Allah is not negay.
The svar why the svar is because the tree is tvei batim. Obviously, in those days when somebody planted a tree and had something that was a bigger muchzakis than a property.
So the trees last longer. Look at the trees. The trees last longer than houses in Lakewood.
Little shacks and huts over there.
Look at houses. Every block you go, there's like another house being taken down. The trees last much longer than houses. All right, Rabbeisai, truth be told, is that we sensed, and this is a shayla I'm leaving off, we sensed that the Metzen was really lying to us. And really, there's no way in the world that he needed a larger yacht. He had already a very large lot to begin with, and he wasn't even maintaining that lot. It wasn't mowed properly. It sounded wild that he really needed more space, another 80 feet. It was clearly, well, we at least assumed his intention really was is to eventually subdivide and sell. It was in the heyday when everyone was just buying up whatever they could buy in Lakewood. And we sensed that he really was interested in using it for a house. And now you have to know, you know, it's a balance. He's using it for a house. So he has a yishuv, but Lav Davki is extending his own house. Maybe, you know, you have to know what he's really doing here. And we were thinking that we have to paskin according to his real intentions, or should we paskin to the way he presented in Bezin? You know, what happened was he was in the coffee room, and they told him that if you're going to use it for a house, to buy a house, and you're not extending your own house, that's not by Metzra, so that's not going to work. So you have to sign in front of Bezin that you really want to extend your yard. So that's how this Chacham taught him in the coffee room. And Mameli came to bed. Yeah, he found out. He spoke to Chesh Mishchabur. That's what they said. He has to extend. He has to extend it and improve his lot. So Mameli came to bed with this taina that he really wants to improve his lot. Truth be told, I'm willing to bet that he really wants to subdivide it and sell off as a house. Now, all the swords before Al Zagoyim and all that, there is no heter for the Lekeach to come in. Right, so you have to know in terms of bar mitzvah. I'm just saying that if you're going to don the reality, it might take on a different halacha. But because he sort of lied to the bezdin, he misrepresented the truth. Therefore, he's going to lose. So we want. Sorry.
Why would it change?
Means if you'll have a bias, if the whole mile why the lekeach is winning is because he's putting a bias, and this guy's only to extend his lot. So yishuv is odif. If he's really making a house, so it will also be a yishuv.
Oh, make it worse. Not funny.
So the truth is, I want to be honest with you, he is planning on using it together, and that is because, if you recall, his intention was to buy only 60 feet. What is he doing with 60 feet? He's taking chelik of zon, because he also has a wide side yard, and together he's going to create a new lot. So it will improve the value of his existing lot. So he will have a din of a bametra. So had he tainted the truth, he would have had a din of bametra, and all the halachas that we discussed, all the tamed of simon wouldn't have been nageya, and he would have been allowed to be a bametra. But because he asked the chayshim mishvachah, but they told him, don't do that. That's dangerous. You're buying it, and you can't do another selling, another life. So you have to say you really want to extend. And we drilled him a few times in the din Torah, and every time with a straight face, yeah, I mamish need a wide yard. I mamish, it's rafchas for me. I really want a wide yard. So now we were like at what to do, and I don't have a riot to this. But Bezin felt that if you misrepresent something to the Bezin, you have to eat your misrepresentation. You can't come to Bezin lie, hopefully winning on the lie, but then also win on the truth. So that we can't do. If you came to Bez and then you lied, you're going to have to suffer the consequences, and we're going to go with your lie. We don't have to, outsmart you.
Yared the safe dictates, and obviously, even though the safe safe that he wants to make money at the end of the day, so then what's the problem?
What do you mean? That's
Bar Mitzvah.
Safe
at the end of the day,
but that's correct, and that's a Bar Mitzvah because he's improving his existing lot. He's extending his lot. So Lechayra. Now, I just on the side we was clearing what happened in the Din Torah. If we paskin, let's say, I mean, it's a really nice shot in this. Every case, every time a Bar Mitzvah says the wrong taina, he'll say, Echveiz, I needed to build another house. And Bezin will say, oh, no, the Chayshim Mishra Kabur paskin, if you're building another house, it doesn't work, it doesn't count, because only if you improve the value of your existing property. Right? And then when he hears that psak that he lost, he thinks, okay, so that way I can't win. So, you know what? I'll improve the existing property, I'll have a wider yard. Right, and now he means it emes.
Let's say
if he can't do that, he might as well get that better than nothing. L'chayra, he could always change. L'chayra, he could always change his mind. It means that now the entire would mafaket. If he would, after he lost, he would have come to that and say, you know what? I see that's not a good taina. Now I would really want to improve the existing lot by subdividing and making a house there. That's why I want to take it off. L'chayra, he would have a right to change his mind whenever he wants. L'chayra. So L'chayra, you can have that too. L'chayra. Right. Okay, you have to know that, because it could be if you make it 100, it'll have more value. And you can make a duplex. It was before duplex days, Gana. But he could make it 100. It means he could always figure out perhaps how to improve the existing value. Okay, I don't know what he was thinking about, but he was definitely, it didn't sound like he was telling the truth to us. So therefore, amongst other reasons, there were other sniffing that we had, we passed against the Metzra and we allowed the Lakeh to come in. Yes, Razam Nechemya, a similar type of a shah. We tell him over the story. Razam Nechemya said that, Stamazay, if the guy says the wrong taina, even though later on he could change his mind and say a better taina and then win, but sort of if he didn't have that in mind and someone teaches him that taina, Razam Nechemya said it doesn't think that that's a sis of a yashav atay. It means a sis of a yashav atay is because that's what you really want and I'm encroaching on you. But if that's not what you really want, then I had no problem encroaching on you. But then someone taught you that that's what you should want to bounce me out of here. If the Chazal was noted that that's not really Bar Mitzvah. It's not what Chazal meant for sis of a yashav atay that I should stay away. All right, Rabbi Isai.
It was the other way around. What he really wanted, he wasn't saying.
Correct. Correct.
So maybe Bezin should have told him about sis of a yashav atay. Told him what he should really say.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.